Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
So welcome to Blime Time, everyone. Before we begin...
Disclaimer.
First of all, I wanted to let everyone know that my timer is dying.
Oh no!
This is very dumb.
The timer is gone.
But we wanted to give a little shout out to Big Fatty, because this weekend's project is I Am Making Nuts and Bolts, which Juicy does not want to know what this is. Big Fatty has a famous snack mix recipe called Nuts and Bolts that he makes, which I am going to try to make this weekend, and First of all, I've never made a snack mix. Second of all, I've never bought breakfast cereal. So I've bought all of these breakfast cereals.
Are you making snack or Chex Mix?
It's a Chex Mix, but it's a Big Fatty special. It's called Nuts and Bolts. So I bought.
What's different about it?
I've bought this.
Corn Chex. He held up a box of Corn Chex.
Which is like Cheerios.
Toasted oats. Yeah.
If it's got pretzels and nuts and.
I've bought. This
rice chip.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I wanted to let everyone know that Big Fatty is dying.
Okay.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3334. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 17th of November 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, honest to goodness, I am going to play voice letters today. Big Fatty, you say that every day. Hello, snappers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you snap us today. Because, y'all, we've had a cold snap. Yes, Big Fatty, we've had a cold snap. No, not that kind of snap. Never mind. Y'all, it's Monday night. I'm recording this, of course, Monday afternoon. But, y'all, Monday night is supposed to go down to 44. Big Fatty! Turn on the electric camisole. I'm snuggling close tonight. Oh, it's going to be a three-dog night. Big Fatty, how dare you call me a dog? Yeah, because of y'all, our census today comes from an expat. Yes, Big Fatty, it's from Arthur. From Arthur down there in the future in New Zealand. He lives in Mexico in the future. He's a lurker, yes, Big Fatty, and has been listening since before it began. Big Fatty, well, you know he's in the future. That's how he did it. His favorite segment is the closing music. Big Fatty, he has been listening for a long time. What would he change? Nothing. Apart from the bodily noises, it's perfect, obviously. He's never called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, and has never utilized a special chat. And he says that he has never sharted himself yet. Big Fatty, well, he'll know about it before we do, that's for sure. Makes me very happy, except I'm very sad we haven't heard from Alex. In a while, he must, ever since you went up there to visit him, he's like, oh, no, No, I will not communicate with Big Fatty. Well, anyway, let's see, y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, what did I do? I watched the 60 Minutes, and y'all, then I caught up on some other quiz programs I had recorded. I caught up on the what is that thing? The Pressure Lock. And there was something else I caught up on, too. I don't remember what it was, but anyway. But, y'all, I was tired. I was tired headed off to bed, and guess who stopped by?
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say, or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So, tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty's Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Digga. See, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, bumper. It's just, Big Fatty just don't know how he does it. Well, it's a talent. He was born with it. Yes, Big Fatty, that ain't all he was born with. But anyway, y'all, Whitman Tinker came by, and y'all, I don't know why. Well, part of it is it's damn Sunday night. The other part is I don't think it was cool enough in the love chamber. But anyway, y'all, I got up and I watched a little more TV, saw some of the sports ball, and y'all about fell asleep in my chair. Big Fatty, the special one? No, the recliner. Oh, Big Fatty, you have a special chair that's also a recliner? You know, that's interesting. Anyway, finally fell asleep. Y'all, the good thing is, you know, with the Apple clock, you get points, or you get credit. Every hour of the day that you stand, or you're standing up for a little bit of time and moving around. So, y'all, I got a couple of extra hours for Monday at the midnight and the 1 a.m. I was big ready. But, y'all, I woke up, I don't know, it was a little bit around 7:30 a.m. in the morning, I guess, and and I just decided, no, I'm not quite ready to get up. So I waited and got up about 8:30 a.m. I may have drifted back off. But, y'all, I got up and I had my corned beef hash. Fixed some corned beef hash for my brofkas, had my coffee, did my Sudoku. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my nipple walk, y'all. I decided to do just the Fat Acres loop today because, y'all, I wanted to get a count of how many houses were decorated for the fall or the Spanksgiving and how many were decorated for grandma. And, y'all, 139 have got a Spanksgiving or fall decorations up. Y'all, I was surprised. 26 have already got up the crema decorations. And, y'all, the crema might be something as simple as a wreath on the door with, like, a plaid bow and pine cones on it or something like that to, you know, a 20-foot a snowman blow-up. I didn't see that one. Well, there's not one of those. But, anyway, it's anything in between all that. So, anyway, but, y'all, I did my my morning nipple walk, came back, got my share, and y'all, I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna go, and because y'all, I hadn't gotten my 10,000 steps yet, and I hadn't closed my what is that called, the nipper size ring. Yes, we gotta close that nipper size ring. By the way, y'all, hi, Hendrick. Anyway, upward curve. What was I saying? Y'all, so I went out on my second nipple walk, went up around the big circle and came back, and y'all, it was just lovely. There was a breeze blowing, the humidity, y'all, the humidity doesn't exist. Y'all, I'm gonna have to pull out the chapstick, my lips are gonna be chapped, it's there's so little humidity. And y'all, I came back and I had me, y'all, I was feeling a little famished, so y'all, I had me some taco meat and cheese and sour cream and just ate a bowl of that. And y'all, now I'm recording the little show. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, McFitty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shiety. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, you.
Just thought I'd send you a quick message.
Oh. Thank you.
I'm working from home today.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I've worked from home 2 days in a row.
Oh.
But I am...
Yes.
Back in the office.
Oh, the office.
Back in the library.
Oh, the library.
Well,
you know, Gavin has a library.
But that might be changing. Things keep changing in the UK. The rules keep changing.
Yes. And this voice came in a month ago.
Over with you.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
Yes.
I can't believe we're nearly up to... Halloween. Well,
oh, no,
not quite,
we're past it.
By the time you play this, it'll be much closer. You always seem to have so many people decorating their porches, their houses, much more than we get over here.
Yes, sometimes I put pictures up on
like
the BFO.
The old pumpkin sitting on someone's front porch.
Oh, yes, old Jack O'Lannon.
You don't tend to get the mass decorations.
No, you have masks.
Well, that's not completely true.
Okay.
It seems to be in some areas.
Uh-huh.
I used to have a boyfriend who lived in Dagenham.
Ooh.
And the streets around his house, they did have a lot of decorations hanging on people's houses. But
he lived in Dagenham?
Yeah, less out where I live anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Dealey is looking forward to Halloween.
Oh, yes,
he,
a kitty cat. Meow.
He's going to pretend to be a witch's cat.
Oh, yes.
Which at least, you know, the costume he's got is pretty authentic.
Does that mean you're a witch?
So, yeah, maybe just a magic wand.
Oh,
and,
yes, a Big Fatty's got a magic wand.
Hat, maybe. And then his costume will be ready. He's feeling a lot better.
Oh, good.
So you know, he wasn't very well.
Right, he was in El Hospital.
He's... Uh-huh. Back to his old ways.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully,
vomiting on
long may it continue.
Hairballs.
Actually, I should tell you when his... I should tell you when his anniversary of exiting the birth canal. Yes.
When is it?
Is, but that would be unfair because I don't know how many other listeners' pets have their birthdays announced.
Well, no, we've got...
But it's the 16th of October, just in case you...
We missed it.
16th of October. Dealey's birthday.
Same day as Aussie Martinez.
I think that's about it. Just wanted to say a quick hello, really.
Extra special. Dealey.
I was hoping to go back and see my parents this weekend and some of my friends who live in my hometown, including Nick, who spoke to Poodle a few episodes back.
Oh, yes.
But with all the changes in rules over here, I just decided it was probably better just to catch up via Skype rather than getting on a train and travelling to see them. But never mind. I'm sorry I didn't make it to the Pride 48 Zoom weekend.
Oh, that's
I
don't even remember
rather
it.
Late, and I was half asleep.
Oh,
but
well,
I will try
right.
and make
Big Fatty
more
talk
effort
the
next
whole time.
I promise.
Everybody else
I promise.
Was asleep. Okay.
All right.
Pinky promise.
Okay, I'll say goodbye for now, and you take care. Goodbye, Poodle.
Bye-bye.
I'll get some of my co-hosts to join me next time, perhaps.
Lovely.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti, and Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always love to hear from you. And y'all, that one is like the first week in October that came in, and I'm just getting around to it. So I've missed D. Lee's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope that I don't get cat scratch fever from that. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Mac from Florida. I almost finished my bowl of cereal before I realized I'm literally for the first time eating Cheerios while listening to the little show. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Big Fatty, he was just overcome with emotion there that he was speaking to an international intertube celebrity. It's true. And Mac, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear from you, and I hope you enjoyed your Cheerios. Were they weren't the pumpkin spice ones, were they? But Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
Hi there, just me. I wanted to call, tell you I had a dream about you last night, which was really weird. Just the fact that actually happened. Woke up, what the hell was that? But yeah, you were in town visiting, and one of the, not strip malls, but we'll call it an outdoor mall, local. You were there, whatever, and I met up with you, and something, I felt bad because there was nothing to do there to kind of show you the area. It's just a whole bunch of stores, and the only place I could take you out to eat was a TGI Fridays or TGIF or whatever the hell they're calling it these days. Which I was like, he probably has one of those down near him anyway. That's not a good place to show off. I don't know. I think that was all. That's all I remember. But also, I just finished watching Supermarket Sweep. And I've been meaning to call and ask for a few weeks now. What do you think the chances are of them keeping a revival or a reboot of a game show but replacing the host? God, I cannot stand that woman. Ugh. Jesus. But also, what are your thoughts on the Christmas commercial that aired? That was nice. It's only the middle of October, but hey, why not Christmas, right? Okay, love you.
Yeah, I can see y'all. That, of course, is my Northeast Ray Jerry. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I'm glad that that I was sort of in bed with you in your dreams. Big Fatty in his dreams indeed. You know, anytime you want to take me to a strip mall, I'm happy to go. And it can indeed be, thank goodness it's Fatty that you're celebrating. And as far as the Supermarket Sweep goes, Leslie Jones is she's not as good as I had hoped she would be, but I think I would make a much better host on that little show. But I will say this. They do have some sort of homosexual or whatever couple on most every show. They had the drag queens on here recently, and I just thought it was, y'all, I could have sworn it was Donna Sugars running wild through the aisle. Big Fatty! But anyway, Dan, thank you for that, and you better be getting ready for Crema. Logan, this will be a good Crema for Logan. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Big Fatty, I'm real impressed you got 3 voice letters in, and now you're all called up to October the 19th, so we're almost a month behind. Well, you know, what can I say? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Cackle show. Y'all, Mr. Cackle hadn't been doing much here lately. Big Fatty's been decorating for his Zoom calls, and Mr. Cackle, what do you plan to tell people when you finally return to podcasting?
I wanted to let everyone know that Big Fatty is dying.
Okay.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's anything but breaking news.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.